Like, yes.
I lie.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What?
No, negative. I said, God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable, man.
Yes.
I know. And I run it.
Because if we're there for Buju, which I tend to be getting drunk somewhere at that point.
Yeah,
while Zamani's turning up.
I started to realise exactly what the parties and that are for.
What are they?
Obviously, they're for like the day where it's not really like live, innit?
The day parties?
It's for like the day parties.
Oh yeah, the day parties I get, but I thought they were after parties they're selling.
Not like mad live, basically. That's what it's actually for.
That's what it's for, but yeah. It's like, why would you put it on the same time people, like it said on the thing, you'll get back just in time to see the closing act. So that
yeah,
means
and the closing act is the headline act.
Yeah, I know, but that means you missed everybody else before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not going to no boat party. Bruv, I came to see the acts.
Yeah, but the acts aren't going to be all that. Like.
But the acts are going to be decent. What are you on about? Have you seen the lineup?
I think the lineup will be good, but I just think that it's going to be dead.
No.
I don't think it's going to be dead. Like, when I say dead,
no,
like,
bruv.
I'm ready.
I'm taking advice of this guy that's not been wireless, bruv.
I think.
I'm telling you.
Maybe. I'm checking.
You'll be shocked.
Hello, doctor.
Did you get the lineup?
Nah, I didn't. Was I meant to?
I thought you was.
I'm pretty sure you were supposed to.
I was sick. I just forgot. Hold on, I'll get it for you, though.
You definitely forgot.
I need to.
Like, his phone wasn't even in his hand.
No, I'm tired.
You started recording?
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I started ages ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been 1 minute and 51 seconds into this episode.
I got a cough as well, so my laugh is going to be fucked.
I can hear it.
You know, if it's any lower the decibel, I'm coughing, bro. I'm going to get into a fit. No, you know how moist you feel when you're coughing at night? At some point, you start thinking, God, just take me, cough.
Just
fucking take me, bro. This is long. Like, a sneeze is amazing. Nah. Like, there's nothing.
A sneeze after ab day?
No. Anything after ab day is long. If you're coughing after ab day, it's long.
It's long.
Even on leg day,
you just take my spleen. Just take it out.
But a sneeze is amazing. Like, even like, you know when you're young, yeah, and you sneeze and bare bogey would fly out.
Yeah,
bruv.
Yeah.
That was a good sneeze, bruv.
Like, that's when you're sick.
Like, you know, you see someone do it on a tube and you know it's happened to them, so they they cover up straight away, like, oh shit. All the way to London Bridge.
There's bogey on my lip.
You're head back as well. Just head back.
You're in King's Cross. You need to go London Bridge. And you fucking yourself, bruv. It's a long journey home, buddy.
Yeah,
it's a fucking long journey.
I got
a
lineup though.
Huh?
I got a lineup. Thursday is gonna start with Tenny.
Jeez.
Stone Boy.
What's Tenny?
For your guest,
What?
Do you know what? Because I'm actively trying to change.
You know he wants this fat shit. I love you know when he wants to be different. You gotta love niggas that want to be different. Like,
I want to chat shit. But yeah. I'm actively trying to change.
Proceeds. But I want you to chat shit.
I want you to chat shit. Be yourself. Do you know what? Like, yesterday I was at dinner. We can go to dinner a bit later.
Yeah.
But someone was like, I didn't really like Jumpman. I rather Plastic Bag. You know on What a Time to Be Alive?
Yeah.
I was like, who doesn't like Jumpman? You're just trying to be different, bro. Jumpman is lit.
Teddy.
Go on, man. Be yourself, player.
All right, cool. Do you know why, yeah? Because life is fucking hard.
Yes.
To stay on, like... in life, the easiest thing to do is to sit on the fence.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rather than to pick
easiest
up on,
thing. It's the easiest thing.
It's
to
a
do.
Push your way out. Yes. But it's the easiest
but
thing to do.
If you don't want to offend no one, and then it, like you're a hypocrite if you don't. You're a hypocrite if you do, and you're a hypocrite if you don't. Because there was this thing I saw. Yeah. This is off. This is gonna go off in a tandem.
I can tell because that's we're fine.
Literally, I said I got the lineup. I said the first gun. Don't worry, guys. We'll get back to it somehow,
we'll
some way.
I promise you. We'll get back there. But so. It's mad because so much has happened musically that I'm thinking everyone's pussios.
Why?
Somebody ain't on piss. Because,
these Christians ain't on piss.
First of all,
that's another thing that happened.
First of all, I'm getting at Mr. Vans and Foles, bruv.
What?
What did they do?
Podcast beef.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck what? My bro done. That's my jigger. I'm on if he's on them, I'm on them too.
What album
fuck
was they reviewing?
The cuff.
They was.
You know, someone always takes it too far.
Wait, what? What just happened? Wait, hold on, slow down. Oh shit.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
What album was they reviewing on one of the last two
latest one?
What was they think the one before that they was reviewing an album?
Yeah.
Which one was it? Was it what's come out recently? Let me see.
Think of it. T Dines.
Nah, it's not that.
Yeah, that was the last
one. It
was
Eva
with T.
That was the one. Ed Sheeran's one.
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
I haven't listened to it. I'm not bothering with it.
They've listened to it, reviewed it, whatever. Like tracks, don't like tracks. But from there, like, just bare shit happens. So it's not just them, it's everybody. It's like. There was just a saying growing up, if you've got nothing nice to say,
don't say
that's
that,
why I'm actively trying, because I'll be a hypocrite if I gun someone, but then I want to get them, like, bruv, just leave it, because it's a sick project. So when someone doesn't like what you like, you're
of course, you're in a certain way, you're going to be defensive.
I'm thinking, this album's calm, like, what did we expect, and it just got, like, see my head, it's mad.
Yeah.
Like, what do we expect from people? And I said it with Gigs, but obviously the last two tracks with Gigs, the features that he did were like,
I called it a year and a half ago.
Okay, fine, I hear what you're saying now.
Yeah.
It's like, but we need to see this growth in artists, or this artist is here for this reason, and this one is here, because people, the link up kind of got at Dave for what his album was about, the link up listening party. They like M Honcho, but it's 50-50, and it's, oh, why can't he do a bit more of this, and why can't he, but it's one project.
Yeah,
like,
I hear you.
This project is here for this. Mm-hmm. The same artist can do this project, and it's here for this. Like, you've got Rick Ross doing his 10th album, Port of Miami 2, but it's going to be nothing like Mastermind, but it's going to be something like Port of Miami 1. But it's like, we want everything from one artist at one time.
Fans are fickle. We've been learning this. Fans are dickheads.
It's not...
We're pricks.
Like, if we listen to every music review this year, it's almost like we don't like music at all. Like, there's really? there's barely a positive review about a project that's, oh my, back to front, less
Fred. Fred is the biggest exaggerator in the
like
world.
The biggest, like.
Like, they fully said, M. Honcho, this is hard. They said,
but how long did it take for them to feel it? And it's not even that it's hard to the sense that Tricky was probably the main one that you was even Hema. She's not feeling it. She's like, I'm just not going to.
But that's different. She actually just stayed out of that
one.
That's
cool. But there's so much, like, even Beyonce.
I haven't listened to it fully.
I listened to it on the plane. I did fall asleep, but I'm on the plane. Fam, like, I'm allowed to fall asleep. They was like, someone said it flopped because it got 949 downloads in the UK.
Nine
downloads
streams, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like
no,
it's like,
are we talking about K or
that's what we must be talking about.
If we listen to the internet every day, it's almost like we don't like music. But even YouTube, remember when we was first listening, you said, is there a shit?
No, I said internet is shit.
Oh,
like, we're thinking. Nah.
Fucking,
it's even, cold.
Even when we was cruising the first time D Block Europe's tape dropped, YouTube didn't fuck with it.
Said that. Like, you make it seem like we said this is shit, bro.
Well,
I just said it's all right. And I'm listening to it again. Nah,
Fuck that, bro.
I've listened to it again, yeah. And I've said the same thing. Like, it's cool. Like, man can play
it.
Fam, I did. I did. I never said this shit.
In Hyde Park, when we was driving by Hyde Park.
He's amped.
My shoulders are up, fam. Because you're chatting shit. Because I never said this shit.
We changed it. After track four, we changed it.
Yeah, that would have been him then. I don't mind it.
It was 2-on-1. You lot was this is long. Everything sounds the same.
I wanted to listen to.
You lot said everything sounds... What did you want to listen to?
Whatever we played next is what I really wanted to listen to.
I was fucking feeling it in the passenger.
Yeah, but that's what... It's just
not everybody feels something straight away. Like, it's the mood.
That's what... All I'm saying is, if we listen to the internet, it's almost like there hasn't been a single good anything this year. Like, the first review everyone ever drops is, this is shit. Everyone's first take of everything is, this is shit. But then going on to the Beyonce thing, because obviously man watched Lion King as well, innit?
Have you watched it? I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to watch it.
Fucking, she had a track on the album called Brown Skin Girls.
Yeah.
Brown Skin. And this is
Brown
Queen
Skin
B.
Girl.
Like, I don't think I can ever be bothered to have another discussion on colorism. I'm not on it. Because,
this whole argument was dumb to me as well.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, what of happened? Course I have. People are just making light skin girls. Like, they're saying she never mentioned light skin girls, so now people
are we
making,
for real, dog? Like,
I'm not on it. Oh, see, when girls get to talking, man, them just log off because we don't have time anymore to deal with your
we're
stuff.
We're not gonna win because we're too busy fighting ourselves, fam.
People are trying to define what
like,
she meant
like
by
Thanos
brown skin.
Like, Thanos, did she sit there and watch us destroy ourselves right now? That's
fam, what's there to define? She said brown skin girl. To me, I heard it as black girls. That's like fair. I never actually attached, it needs to be this shade of black.
I just assumed. I didn't hear that at all.
Black girls,
but you know what? As black people, we're scarred, fam. We're scarred, fam.
Not because black people.
Or some people. Go on.
No.
I get you. Cool. Let me go on. I just think, don't say something mad. I just tell the shooter, calm down. Don't spray up the police. I'm still here. Are you dead? I'm still here, fam. Don't shoot up the place yet. Let me leave. But... like, I reckon we're just really, really scarred from either. It's that trauma, PTSD, I don't know. But when someone's trying to do something, someone's there like, but you didn't include us as well.
Remember I said it the other week, fucking, if someone's pointing something out,
yeah,
these people are going to say, you're the problem.
Yeah.
You're saying Beyonce is the problem in this colorism thing now,
fam. But you know, it's also the way we regard celebrities at the same time.
She had to come out and explain what she meant by putting a video.
Why does a man even regard celebrities so high? I understand that they hold a high stature in society, like they're big, they're influential. Mm-hmm. But fam, she's not your queen, fam.
She's their queen.
She's not your queen. At the end of the day, you shouldn't look to her for validation. That's my thing.
You shouldn't.
My thing is, if she's not including you, then fuck her, bro.
But she's not.
Do you think I'm gonna be? I'm not gonna be. I love Burna Boy. If Burna Boy said something mad right now, I'd be like, all right, fuck him then. Like, move on, fam. Why am I looking at Beyonce like, why didn't you do this for me? You're not God. You're not my family. I don't expect nothing.
She never said they're better than all the light-skinned girls.
it's very, very mad, like, what people expect of others. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a mentality of, born alone, die alone. I can do it myself or something. But, fam, why do you expect people to do the right thing for you, fam? You spread that message that you want her to spread. Are you doing that yourself?
Mm-hmm,
if you're not, then shut up, bruv. Because someone out there is trying to do it and you're there pointing the finger saying she's not doing it the way I want her to.
You do it, fam.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Devil's advocate,
morning,
the reason why they get so amped about these things is because those are the people that we've given the platform, or not we, but you know, like they've got the platform, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like, me doing it is not going to reach half as many people as Beyonce doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Don't have to.
Yeah, don't have to. But the whole point is, if you want something to actually affect the world, you won't be able to do it the same way Beyonce can. If Beyonce said something right now,
everybody's going to be like,
do you know what I mean? So it's all about the influence. That's why it's like, I'm annoyed that this person who's on top right now isn't doing what I want them to do, which is fucked, but it's still like,
I get it.
But do you know what I saw? I saw something with something on Nollywood, I think it was it Aki or Popper? And fucking, he's with his dad, Mr. Ibu.
And they have a bike.
Yeah. Have you seen this clip?
No, no.
So they have a bike.
Yeah.
One day they're walking with the bike. They're both too tired to ride it.
Yeah.
So they're just walking with the bike, going home. Someone says, ah, Mr. Ibu, you have a bike, but you're not riding it. Thinking, why are you wasting this bike? So he's like, okay, tomorrow I'll ride the bike. So the next day, he's out again, riding the bike. His son is walking beside him. He says, wow, you're making your son walk whilst you're riding the bike. You're a wicked man.
Yeah.
The next day he says, okay, son, you ride the bike. He's walking beside him. So the next day again, they've seen him. They said, wow, your son's riding the bike and you're walking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you not raised this child the right way? Thinking, so there's no way that I can please
anyone happy, fam.
Anybody here. Fuck everyone. Do what you're doing, cuz. Fuck everybody, bruv.
You can't make everyone happy.
I'm not even trying. Fuck everyone, bruv. Nah, man.
People
you can't
annoying,
make no one man. Happy.
You can't. No, you can't.
They won't even know the first day why you're both walking, the second day why he.
They won't they know won't any. Know. No one cares. They just want to talk, bro.
And this is that's what's so mad. I tweeted the other day from Octavian.
Oh, VP, you tweeting now?
Sometimes,
you tweeting that? You know.
But anyway,
trigger fingers turn to Twitter.
Hey, I stay shooting, nigga. Don't get it twisted out here, nigga. But fucking Octavian's Instagram post where he's got a statue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Louis Vuitton in fucking
Cali,
Los Angeles.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, fam. I was like, Jesus, this is inspiring, bruv.
How did you get that?
I don't know what moves he's made, but that's a big move. Big him up, because that is
that's cold.
When you, see, when you go against the grain, yeah, you go, you'll fuck up this world.
Yeah, 100%. He said being weird. He said the more weird you are, the better, because
being yourself, fam.
Yeah.
Being comfortable SE and gang, being yourself.
Yeah, SE gang. Rodeo Drive, bruv.
That's mad. They gave him a statue.
A whole big ass statue, bruv.
Wow.
See, when you different.
Wow.
You're winning this world. You see when you try to do whatever, fit in. You see when you try to fit in.
Fam.
Fuck up, bruv.
That's what I'm saying, fam. I feel like Skepta's hit a whole nother level when he started wearing leather pants. Mm. When he started dressing weird. Like, or different, should we say. Just people alternative. Like, when man's been moving more Shoreditch and Camden, I've just been seeing man just change. But he's hit this next level, fam.
Fam, he's fully himself now.
I'm going to get some leather pants, bro.
Fam.
If that's what's missing, fuck it.
If you guys see me doing some weird shit,
honestly.
Don't at me, bruv.
Don't at me. I'm getting I need a it's bucket hat.
If you lot see me on yachts, don't at me, innit?
Nah, don't try it, fam. That's atting you, fam. That's atting you, fam. I want to be just like you, nigga.
That's that in my own group chat.
You see, son, his own group chat. I come to death, bro. SS, that is OT. That is cold. Now I want
to
get into
it. We will later, but we need to go back to Afro Nation.
Yeah. When you see me hollering, Nash.
So it's funny because I can imagine people are going to be walking and just say, Nash. It'll be us.
That's what you're going to hear.
So Tenny, yeah?
Yeah, Tenny's
got to one name.
Yeah. But it's all the DJs beforehand. Whatever. But then Tenny, then Stoneboy. Yeah, okay. Octavian, Mosh Pit.
Oh yeah,
cold bet.
Yeah,
I just made you kill.
You bet. Oh,
fuck off. Yes.
Octavian, then Miss Dynamite. I don't even.
We can get Jimmy to that.
But you know,
Bamba Clarted. Yeah, I can flex the Miss Dynamite. Miss Dynamite. I call her sister in that. You know what?
And then Kidda Cuds. Have you heard the what's it called?
Who?
Kidda Cuds.
Yeah, I've heard.
Have you
name,
heard the new thing with Miss Banks and Jules?
Nah.
Miss Banks is cold.
Is it?
Yeah, she's been cold.
I'm done. Like,
I'm not
cold.
Happy with her ex though.
Oh no!
No,
no.
I have to say it.
Oh my god.
Let's get into it.
I have to say it.
He's doing too much.
He's doing too much. He's hurting.
He might be.
He is.
Whether he's hurting or not.
What's the problem?
Man's having a good fucking time.
I hear that, but because I've had man them in a similar situation and start doing the most, I had to call man and say,
it does look sad.
You have to call man and say, you okay, man?
Are you okay, bro? Yeah.
I have to call man and say, bruv, you don't have to do this. Like, it's fine. Just relax for a couple months and come back. Bro.
Niggas don't have to mask their pain.
Before Ms. Banks, you never...
We never heard.
Maybe I never heard of him, but...
Yeah.
Like, I'd heard of him,
but
what we're talking about, not like didn't know who he was. It's just a sense of didn't hear of him being like in the strip club, blah blah blah. Like he was with DJ Khaled.
Okay, but hold on. Like before that, but like he's gone to the next level, isn't it? Because before that, he wasn't chilling at J Lo's birthday.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can say it's Miss Banks.
I want Miss Banks to just come out with a salty tweet like, I introduced you to Khaled.
Yeah, something like that. But listen, if it's like you like, it just looks straight away like Miss Banks and you broke up. Now you're out here wilding, bruv. He might have been wilding when he was with Miss Banks because he's becoming a new man.
But it wasn't on the internet.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But why did they break up?
Now you're a hypocrite. He's a dickhead.
What did he say?
When you speak, it was something to do with
the Love Island guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, fuck that. I'm glad I got a good memory. Well,
what happened with that situation? The difference was the Love Island guy wasn't with any girls. Like he's showing off, girl. Look at this one I'm with now. Look at that other Love Island. He was just in a different country.
Okay.
He just but uploaded what were people not, saying no about no one around him.
What were people saying about
saying
him?
Saying he was faking happiness.
Cool.
But he wasn't showing off girls. This is what he's doing right now. Ever since he's broke up with acting, I haven't seen him show off girls.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I can't remember. Lawrence, is it?
Yeah, Lawrence Okoli, right?
Yeah.
Showing off. It's different. The way they're carrying themselves is different.
So, okay, listen, what's man supposed to do, man?
Let live, man.
What's man supposed to do? He's having fun, but... I don't want him to crash.
All right, look,
I don't want him to crash.
I hear you. I don't want him to crash either. If he was in London and he was doing the most cool, London's not necessarily like that. You have to force London to be like that. Mm. But he was in Miami.
Yeah.
You was doing the madness in Miami.
I never did that in Miami.
We know you did it in Miami.
On Yash, bruv. In a picture, online.
Yeah.
Intro. 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 Intro.
He's dying. He's dying.
Oh my god. We're getting back to it.
We will.
But that is baby show. My name is Sevi Yarkin.
I'm Fred Santana.
We got a shooter in the house, nigga. I don't give a fuck if I'm sick, nigga. If I'm coughing, nigga. Or God in here.
It's hot in here.
Or Nim and God, nigga.
Gunfire.
38 degrees. Gun smoke. 42 degrees, nigga. Oh my god, it's hot in here. Nigga. Come on, nigga. Be shooting shit. God nigga damn. Don't miss. Nigga with the Lumix. Always, nigga.
Automatic.
As I said, on God and Nim. On Nim and God. Always, nigga. God. Ways Dipped all, up. Nigga.
All that. Shit.
If my nigga VB in the cut, that's a scary sight.
Yo.
It's just us, so we're getting back to it, bro.
No. Yeah.
Fucking, bro, what's he supposed to do,
okay,
fam?
We'll get back to that.
yeah, we'll get back to that. We'll move on from that. But look, yeah, man is just, like, I didn't, bro, how do you want him to act? Man does not go to J-Lo's birthday every day. Man is gassed.
Yeah.
Because so, it's not like, but he wasn't just showing off the girls. What? If it was like, all he was doing was showing off the girls. Man showed off J-Lo's birthday.
Fine.
Man showed off he was with Ashanti.
I remember it was also like a post from one of these Instagram places. So they didn't take his whole story.
They didn't take his whole story.
Yeah. 1 minute and a half tick.
Or whatever it was, innit?
Yeah.
Like he could have had bare snaps of J-Lo's party and then those few snaps of the girls.
Yeah.
It's like, bruv, what do you want?
If you're known for this, if you're
maybe
that,
he wants to be known for it.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe but he wants to
boxer.
Change.
Okay, he wants to be known for
box.
It now. Yeah,
he's a boss. You're a dickhead. Box. You're actually a dickhead.
I guarantee. Do you know what? Fuck it. He's done well. Because next fight, 100% more people are watching his next fight.
Yes, because they want to see him lose.
People that are championing him. Haters that want to see him lose.
It's true.
His fight, that's great promo.
It's very true. He's giving us entertainment, fam.
Because boxing is dead because we're not relating to these people. When Adrian Bronner's fighting, like everybody knows that guy chat shit.
Yeah.
I want to see him lose.
Yeah.
Gets knocked out and everybody still goes back and watches his next fight because they want to see him lose again, bro.
Even with Floyd as well, man. He just chat so much shit. Even though you know he's probably going to win, you're like, but might lose this time.
For me, it's the reasoning behind it. Ashanti's J-Lo's wedding party, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you see when Adonis hurting, don't do the most. Relax, chill out.
Do you know he's hurting?
100%.
You don't know him. You don't know him.
That's what we need to stop
like,
doing.
Can we stop
we
saying
stop
this?
Saying niggas
like,
is hurting.
I have an argument with my girl.
He could be fine. And then what
do
you do?
I just say, do you know what? Think what you want to think in it, but you don't know the person.
Yeah.
Like, he will tell me.
Girl. Huh? To your girl, not to me, to your
no,
girl.
No, to my girl, same thing. Like, whenever she says something, she says it with absolute conviction.
Yeah.
Like, this is 100% fact.
Yeah, she'll say it like
said.
She was there. Me too. Signed everything.
Exactly.
Like,
and it's like, but you weren't there. You don't know what they're going through.
Fam. We speak as if we're not all human.
We are.
We all have the same emotions.
Yeah.
In terms of the title of the emotion, we all have anger, hate, mm-hmm. love, jealousy. We all have the same emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they can be brought out through the same things.
Yeah.
So if you was beefing with your girl,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you have one or two things, not even one or two things, you have options of how you can retaliate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can either go for a drive.
Yeah.
And sit in Porsche.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
Or I could go for a walk.
Yeah.
Or you could play FIFA.
Yeah.
Or you could be pissed off and go on the internet and start doing the most.
Yes.
Like, there's things you can do, but it's off the back of this argument or this breakup that's made you feel angry. Boom, boom, boom. This is just the retaliation.
Why did they break up?
I don't know.
So what,
but they broke up.
Like, my thing is, what should a man do if a man breaks up? Let's forget Lawrence Okolie because he's just one example.
Heal.
How do you heal?
You relax, you go on holiday, and you stay low-key for a bit.
You don't need to stay low-key, bruv. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. You don't have to do that.
Let's get back to Afro Nation. What's the lineup?
This guy.
Who did we get up to?
We're going
to
be talking about this.
Nah, it wasn't even Miss Banks. It was Kid of Cuds, but she's on the tune with him now. After Kid of Cuds is IMDDB.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
I don't know what else she's brought out, but bad bitches everywhere.
No, she's got a couple other ones. Yeah.
Is it? I don't listen to her, so I'm not sure.
It'll be very lit.
It's going to be... I need to be on drugs.
Yeah.
I need to be on drugs for that one. Them Fouls, that's my guy.
Oh, that's my guy. Fouls, the bad guy. Oh, shoot. He had one tune. He did the This Is Africa thing instead of This Is America.
Yes,
but he had one
did.
Tune okay. that's okay, cold.
Yeah. But you see, this is what I'm thinking off the jump. Like, how long are these people's sets?
We don't know yet.
I don't.
Oh, like, actually, it said on the thing. I don't have the email.
That's
what,
the only
the
thing I'm worried about. How many songs do we know of these individuals?
Have.
It's like, are you going to entertain me for 15, 20 minutes? Like, this is a festival, I want to be entertained. I've paid my money.
Yeah.
I get you, but as a performer, I also want to use the stage to show my new shit as well.
It's annoying to me as a person that's
bought a ticket, but this is his job, fam. He needs to test shit. He needs to test shit.
I think this is why you shouldn't bring out new songs 2 days before.
Unless it really slaps.
You need people to know.
Yeah.
Fam,
I agree.
Your price will go down. if it looks like no one's having fun.
Yeah. For real.
They might say, looked a bit shit. Like, fam, if you was a footballer and you wanted to get a transfer to and your last seven games were trash,
your price
is down, fam. So don't come here testing new songs. Like, because even comedians, they say they go to the circuit and test their jokes.
Don't come here with no semi-racist joke
thinking, you know, you better test that shit in Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. If they laugh too hard, you know you can't do that anywhere else.
Fucking test it, bruv. Don't come here with no too much new shit, fam. That's why I was worried about like the opening act is Tenny. I was thinking.
Nah, Tenny's got a couple tunes.
But
and either way, opening acts, she can do one.
Nah, but
song
I want it to let's
pop.
I'm coming to get entertained.
Tenny's an entertainer.
She's funny on the internet.
She's an entertainer, bruv. Have you
cool.
seen her
she
perform
better entertain
as well?
Me.
Yeah. Oof. I want entertainment.
Man wants full-blown entertainment. So what's the rest of the lineup?
Okay, so after Fouls is Buju Banton, which A-Money, he'll be out there in the crowd with this bliff well lit.
Who's A-Money?
Amani, bruv.
Oh.
Yeah. He'll be there.
Shout
our
out
local Rasta man. Yadi for life and that. and then headline act on the first night is Burna Boy. So
Burna's the first night.
The first headline
act. Anybody.
Hey.
And then it's hard.
It's done.
Did you hear the way?
I would fucking lose it.
Did you hear the way he started? It said boom. He said
You see the thing
with Burner? You see the thing with Burner?
You're not going to say some shit about Burner right
all.
Now.
Not
cool.
at all. The songs catch flames. Forest fire.
Yeah.
It's going off.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
As soon as I heard, when they get bedu the entire body.
Entire body.
I slapped it like 20 times.
What?
Pull it.
Do you know how much tunes he's got?
Do you know what?
When he
what
drops a new tune, fact, it slaps immediately.
I've
like,
been pulling up his songs.
It. So when, I feel so it. When, if he wants to test it,
let him test it.
Test it, test it. Test it, test it, test it, test it, test it.
You're right. You're right. He can test it.
He can test it.
He can actually test it. I agree, bruv.
Burner's on piss.
Has tunes, bruv.
And he's been having them.
Been from day. Like, you could play any of his tunes from day and it will still pop off. And what I like is the flag that he's flying. Not only because it's like, oh, fella and stuff like that. It's the fact that he could stand alone. Like, you know, for example, you have this argument, Wizkid or Davido?
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of do the same thing. It's like that Steven Gerrard and Lampard thing. You like the football reference
well
there.
Done, well
you
done.
Know them, man.
Yeah, last time you watched football.
Schumacher and them.
No, what was it, Schumacher? It's like Bottas and Hamilton. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like that. They kind of do the same thing. They're both stars.
Yeah.
It just depends on which one you want. Do you want something for a love song, wedding, Davido, but do you want a star? Cool, Starboy, but you don't know which one. They kind of do the same thing. Mm. But Burner is like African music. Like, I've actually got a playlist. I've got Afro beats and I've got African music. That's where Femi Kuti
that is.
Fuji
that's sound
back.
Fuji sound. So
like,
sound
it's such a, like, you feel it, fam. You have them. Like, have you listened to Killing Them, like, in your headphones? Just not even dancing, just listen to them. It's hitting you, bruv. What?
He's making music.
I'm ready.
He's making
timeless,
music,
timeless,
fam.
Timeless.
And that's the first night. Oh,
timeless tunes. Ye will be a tune that when we're older.
Like, honestly, I want him. Like, I want to look back when we're older and be like, that was our.
That was our guy.
You know
that was him. That was him.
And
the chain is
on
cold
his,
as
on
well.
His tape. There's a lot of political statements on that tape as well, which I want to deep a little more. But
yeah.
The build up to him, I don't think is that strong.
The first night isn't, but then again. Yeah. If you think about it, a lot of people's flights are late anyway. Everybody flying in on the first.
A lot of
can
people
you imagine
like
if they put
stuff.
The bigger act on that first night?
No, I think
that's
I
true.
Think this is
because
this
you
is
see,
good.
On the,
this
on
is
the
good.
Second night, they haven't announced who the headline is.
Yeah, they haven't.
Maybe obviously he's probably got festivals in other countries, so to fit everyone's schedule, this day.
Yeah,
that
that's true. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They haven't announced a second night act, so I'm thinking
conspiracy
if it's not Jay Huss.
Conspiracy is NSG, and they're chatting shit.
No way.
They're capping.
That's
if it
lie.
Isn't Jay Huss, I don't know who they're drafting in.
I
you
don't
know what,
know
I was
could.
Hoping it was going to be Jay. That's all I've been hoping is going to be Jay Huss, innit?
Because he is booked for Ghana.
Or is Skepta there?
No.
Because Skepta had that bar about not like headlining, being the special guest. If man ain't the headline, man's a special guest. And he was special guest for, was it Wireless? Or was it Glastonbury?
Yeah, Wireless.
Yeah, he's special guest there. So I don't know if this is a
I don't know
conspiracy. It might be Skepta. There's some validity there.
But Afro Nation, though.
He is African.
Yeah, he is.
Is that what you
he
need to
Nigerian.
Be in Afro Nation? He's you're just not. African. These Ooh. Are the bare different people there. It could be Skepta.
Young
one's
there
thinking.
As well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Youngin's there
yeah.
as well.
Next Youngs. Day. He's there. So not on that first day, though.
He's on day two opening.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Wait, what day is he?
I can't see him yet. We haven't got to him yet.
Cool. Let's go.
But day two opening. Cuppy, DJ Cuppy's
Shout out DJ Cuppy.
She's shelled closed. Down YouTube
she shelled
Black.
Down YouTube Black.
What?
Oh, we didn't even talk about YouTube Black as well.
We'll get into that as well, man.
Yeah.
She went ham. But yeah, for opening act, was going to be NSG, but obviously.
They brought Sona in, innit? Sona's
Sona.
Sona will tear some shit down.
Sam, he needs to be bigger, man. Hey, Sona, my guy, man.
This is the thing. We can even have a conversation.
Let's go.
Like, do people deserve to be bigger if they're not working hard enough?
Fam, Sona has, remember, Sona went bin.
No, I agree, but he's also been out for a long time. And Sona's my guy.
He's dropped songs since he's been out.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the song slapped. What was it?
Kanda.
What's
Kanda? That song slaps, but Son has been out and he's dropped like three or four tracks.
Yeah.
He just dropped another one with Timbo as well.
Yeah, it's difficult in Afrobeats hair. It is difficult hair. So I'm not saying, for example, Son, but
is 100% one of the speaks the language in the track.
Yeah, nice. Cold.
100% Son is cold. I wanted to blow. This is just a question in general. If your work isn't hard enough, but your work is good, do you deserve to be where others are when, you know, what they say, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard?
Fam, he dropped a tune for our channel, Destination Afrobeats. Go check that out.
But yeah, that tune's hard.
That tune, he said, was a throwaway.
And I was like, that tune's hard. That's what I'm saying,
the thing is, some people keep missing the cycle.
What do you mean?
They either drop too early or too late. Fucking late. And it's like, bro,
When the train is, but you kind of just have to wait by the station and be there for it sometimes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He is cold.
He's fucking ill, man. I want the best for Son.
But he's got the booking, so.
Yeah.
I know he's going to fuck it up.
Because it was Son and somebody else that got booked. I can't remember the other person right now, but Sonar, shout you out.
They should bring DBE, man, for that special
guest. That would be cold.
Oh my god. But yeah, that day, NSG was meant to open, so now it's hopefully gonna be Sonar. Then it's Mostat.
Ooh.
Hard.
Ooh. Mosh. Yeah.
Mist.
Yeah, Mosh. Yeah, that's cold.
Adekunle Gold. That's cold. Then the Banj. Which I don't know if he's got any new music.
Just perform the old stuff.
Just perform the old stuff.
We're fine. Yeah. I haven't heard Oliver Tristan in at least 2 years.
Give man, we're gonna catalog. Be Adzonto. The Zanku's gonna go back in the couch, arms up. Man. The arms are gonna be up in the air right now, man. Yeah, and then special guest who we can have a lot of theories about that. But yeah, but on that list, who do you think NSG should have been after?
Oh, because they thought they were too early, innit?
They said they were too early.
That's a good question.
On that list, Mostat, Mist, Adekunle Gold, The Banj, and the special guest, who did they rank before?
I think, because it's Afro Nation, I reckon they are now, but they're not as big as Mostat.
They're not as big, but I get where you're going with that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could say, like, them to be.
And Mostat is just after them.
Mostat is just after them.
And then Mist is after them.
Mist is after that.
Mist could be before Mostat.
I would definitely put Mist before NSG.
After Mist.
Then NS, then
yeah.
I'm
with you there.
I reckon that, yeah, I agree with that. I reckon that could be it.
I'm really looking forward to Mist.
Yeah, because I know his bangers. I know his bangers.
Yeah,
but I'm not, I don't read, nah, then again, Mist's tape was like hard.
Mist is hard. If Mist wants to drop bangers,
he's got bangers on bangers. In fact, every soon is a single, basically.
What? Carlos back with a bat. If that goes, oh my God.
Nah, it's going to go off. No, stop. Mist, stay where you are. Stay where you are, Brian.
I know, most of that's going off.
Mostat is going off.
Mostat is going off with everyone. He can bring you new Mostat, old Mostat, current, anything. That's it for the cover. Click, click, bang.
And then
the man they go, wah, wah, wah.
It's going off. It's going off. It's going off. The boutins in the boutins.
Pull up in the automatic.
It's the automatic.
Also savage.
I got time for Stacko still.
It cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
These labels on my arm and a leg. Kind of cost me an arm and a leg.
Mostat.
Fucking hell.
We're in such a sick time. UK talent is flourishing.
Flourishing.
We've got it all over
the place. But that's what I'm saying. Look how many tunes we could name for the rest of them. Whereas for NSG, yeah, they've been doing their thing for years. Respect
it's
for that
pretty
and
much,
all of that stuff.
It's pretty much Options, OT Bop, the two major ones. Then obviously there's like,
they've got
their
other old school stuff, but it's still kind of like
pushing up with notes.
And they got, what's it called actually? They got a lot of tunes.
They
with
got
features.
Tunes.
Do you know who I would like to see? Oh, Young T and Bugsy.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Are they not
they
on the lineup?
Opened somewhere.
That would be cold.
They could have opened somewhere, but
I feel like they had a hot spurt. And then
they did just drop a song with H. It's not the, I don't think it's.
Yeah, I feel like they had a hot spurt, and I want them to be big. But I feel like they, you know, they're hard. They're hard. I feel like they had a hot spurt with the strike me up. No, that's a new song with the thing with Fredo. Then they had I'm on route, I'm on the way.
Yeah,
and then they had the tune with Notes, which is.
I need to check.
I like the tune with Notes, but it didn't hit.
I like them.
So they got good songs, but I don't feel like it's hit enough for them to be.
Did they do Green Light? Did they have a tune called Green Light?
What? Oh no, that's Hardy Caprio and Blade.
Niggas sure, ever talk about, oh.
Hardy or One Ace and Ain't No Either, is it?
That's a surprising that. One. Hardy's had some tunes.
Hardy's cold.
And Hardy's cold.
No, I can't remember. They had a tune. Because when I think I did their live show for Mixtape Madness.
Yeah.
And they went off. Like,
nah,
they
cold.
Performed. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, nah, these cold, guys are bro. Cold. That's when I actually started respecting them, to be fair. Was it? Nah, yeah, anyway. But anyway, next day, day three, that's when Youngin starts. Mm-hmm, Youngin, mm-hmm. Or who's a more junior, is he? Or Amwami.
I'm more him.
Mr. 2000. Yeah, so junior. Youngin.
What's that saying, bruv?
I don't know. He just said junior like it's his brother. Junior. Like, say he knows his dad. He knows
I don't know who that guy is anyway. But then Youngin. Then I don't know who Vanessa Midi.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. Notes.
Yeah, good one. Yeah. That's some tunes right there.
Yeah. Mayokun.
Good artist. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's a good artist. Then Malik Berry.
Yes. Oh, that's my guy. Indeed.
Then Cranium.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I'm going to exit the dance floor for that one because, you know.
Bro, I told man, we're moshing to avoid whining. We're moshing to avoid whining.
You will receive a stiff one if you're in facility, you know. Fucking hell, man. To Cranium.
I'm avoiding all sorts of smoke, bruv.
Fam.
You need to run, fam. You need to run hard, fam. Trust.
I ain't touching no chicks, cuz.
Yeah.
I ain't touching nobody. I'm with the homies.
I'm
right out on the pig.
Yeah. Relationship gang.
Relations.
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 I don't know what I'm into. You man have been wireless and that. So you man know what it's actually like being in the festival. Me, I'm thinking, fam. I need to grab some really thick dark shades and the extra UV on it and don't fucking look, bruv.
You could look, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Just Charles look. You just bitch. Don't touch. That's it.
That was just saying, all right, cool. That's his, right?
Who's headlining that night? Davido is?
Yeah, so it's after Cranium is Jadena. I don't really.
I don't know why they put Jadena on there.
He's an African artist, isn't it?
He is, but
yeah, but he's got other tunes. We don't listen to Jadena.
Right.
Yeah, so cool. Obviously he's big.
Yeah. And then
Busy Signal. So this is quite a Yardie night.
I don't know what that was about. Busy Signal.
Yeah, that's how you say his name, innit?
Is it?
Yeah. You can't. It's not Busy Signal.
That's how you should say it. Though,
no, mate. It's not Busy Signal.
That's how you should say it.
No, it's Busy Signal.
He changed.
He's gonna kill me, man. I can't do this with my cough, man.
And then Davido's headlining that night.
Davido.
Yeah, that's gonna be big.
I'm looking forward to that. Is that the third day? Is there a fourth day?
Yes. Yeah. It's the okay. Fourth and final. No, wait. Hold on.
Yes,
the fourth and final day.
Mm-hmm.
Starting is Young Bane.
Who? Oh, they started Young Bane.
Yeah.
Opening,
and guess what? He's still coming, bruv. Nothing.
That was a dig.
Come on, man. No, I couldn't resist, man.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Nah, it's their choice, isn't it? They did what they felt they needed to do.
But
Young Bane.
Cold.
Then Steph London.
Which, cold.
Kimby's gonna love. I don't know who Ray Vanny is.
No idea.
Don't know who that is, but must be good. King Promise. Uh-huh. Yep.
Bane first.
King Promise's baby, yeah, woman.
King Promise.
Speaking some tree now. I don't know what he's saying. King Promise. I'm sure he's got a big tune, like. It's baby, a woman, my superwoman, I demand over you, girl.
No, that's not King Promise.
So who's that then?
Actually.
That is King Promise, fam.
I don't know, man. No. I just want to be entertained.
Yeah, King Promise is CCTV. King, I demand over you, girl.
Yeah, fam, that's King Promise, fam.
No. YouTube's isn't
gonna,
that Runtown?
YouTube's going to kill me.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I think that's Runtown. Hold on.
I did mad over you, girl.
That's Runtown. Come on, man.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I know my Afro beats out here,
Who else is there?
Yeah, so King Promise. Hardy is there.
Okay. Hardy all right. Caprio. All right. All right. All right.
This is interesting. Bane must be busy. Because I don't know why he started. But there's King Hardy Cap, which arguably Bane should be
before.
After.
I mean, after, yeah.
Then there's B Young.
He's got like two songs.
He's a good artist.
No, he's cold, but he's got two songs. But before Bane, Bane's
busy. He must be flying out.
But is this the running order of it, or is this just who's there on the night?
I think it is. Running order. I think it's the running order.
Right.
But I'll check the other email. I don't have the other email. This is just
B Young. List, he smashed it. Well done, young man.
B Young, Afro B, then there's Femi Kuti and Wizkid.
Afro B dropped out.
Oh yeah, he did. He did. I forgot about that.
Who was
and
after
somebody
Afro-B?
Replaced him.
Can't remember. Who was meant to be after? Who was after him on the list?
Femi Kuti.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Wizkid.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's ooh, gonna Wiz, be a good
star
good
boy.
Night.
God bless you.
That
Wiz,
is gonna
God.
Be a good night.
Yeah,
bruh.
I don't think they catered enough to the audience coming out.
You don't think
like,
so?
The one in Ghana.
I haven't seen the lineup for it.
Like. The way they've, like, I don't think they've catered to, because it's predominantly UK, if anything, 99%.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we to think. Portugal.
What do you say? It should be Afro.
Do you, no. I feel the UK artists should definitely be nearer the ends of the night.
Okay, right. All right,
and,
I get
you. But
the
one in Ghana, you can do that because they're more in tune with the artists on that continent.
Yeah.
Whereas the way they've done this one, there are a lot of artists who I haven't heard of or don't know the songs enough to.
Yeah.
I want to be entertained.
Right. So you feel you NSG know. Made the right option? I didn't do that on purpose as well.
Not
but
really.
You feel like they're not wrong for. No one can say they're wrong or right. It's
that's,
up
not
to
even,
them.
That's not even what I'm saying. I feel,
but essentially, they're subscribing to what you are saying. Do you get what I'm saying? That they wanted to be later in the night.
Because they feel they hold a higher standing, not because of the audience. I'm talking about the audience and pleasing the crowd.
I get that, but here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know their numbers.
Who, yeah. NSG?
No. Afro Nation.
In terms of what?
In terms of we know, because we're here, how many of us are going?
20,000.
Of the UK?
20,000 in total.
Okay. Right. But how many from the UK are going?
Oh,
20,000 is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where else can you imagine people? Maybe a few from Sweden. Few
why
from
can't
here.
People from Africa go, bro? There's a whole
can,
new continent.
They
got
remember, they
bread,
do,
fam.
They do, but they've got their one in Ghana.
Okay,
so
cool. But
that's
that was
Ghana,
announced
bro.
After.
I won't be
that was,
ignorant.
No,
like,
you're being ignorant.
That's,
right now.
That's Ghana, bro.
What I'm saying,
like, whole of Africa can come.
They've got their
Afro.
One in Ghana, so it's like, how
you
can
see,
I,
this is what this is my point exactly.
You know why? Because there's another wireless, I think it's in Belgium.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
So. Why would, like...
But did you know there was going to be one in Ghana before? Because nobody did.
They announced it
when
a long time ago.
It?
Not too long after the UK one.
No,
was,
we had
was
already,
we had already bought our tickets for
because if not,
other.
We'd all be going to Ghana.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think
fam,
I would.
That would have been lit.
Yeah,
like, come on. We would have with
Ghana
like,
was a vibe
go.
Last year.
With
when
no
festival.
Look at people. Look at the way people are talking now. Ghana's one's in December.
Yeah.
Tickets, irregardless of Afro Nation, to Africa are insane.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
don't want to be paying £300 to go to Portugal. You think they're paying £1,000 to go to Ghana?
Yes.
£1,000
plus. Because they did it last year for no festival.
For no reason.
For no festival.
Yeah,
they
for no
went.
Festival. 100%. But people are getting frustrated with it.
Yeah, they
a
get
lot of
frustrated.
People. I've spoke to people that went last year. I'm not going this year.
Yeah,
it's
course,
too much.
Of course, you've already been.
You've already been.
Yeah.
So this year.
But I'm telling you, if they announce Afro Nation Ghana Christmas time. Bruv, everybody would have been hyped. Everybody would be like, fuck it, I'm going.
Yeah,
if they announced
that
in January, people would have paid off their ticket because they did monthly installments.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
people
true.
Would have bought their thing and paid it off
that's
throughout
true.
The year.
That's true.
But because they announced Portugal first, everybody was hyped over that, bought the Portugal ones.
Yeah. Man, there's enough people in this world for festivals to be full.
Exactly,
even with
but I'm saying,
people that went last
Portugal,
year
we're just assuming that it's going to be majority UK.
No, there's going to be people flying in from everywhere.
Of course, but majority UK.
That's what we're assuming.
That's what you're assuming.
That's what I'm saying. This is, again,
another
thing.
One, yeah.
You want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet because I don't know.
We're never going to be able to test it. We're going to listen to people's accents whilst they're whining.
We'll go there, we'll do survey.
There's a whole bunch of Africans there, fam. Yeah. Because you're going on like these guys don't have passports and just
that's
travel
what
these
I said.
Days.
That's what you said.
No, but you're going on like we're the only ones that can that, go to Portugal.
Even
the one in Ghana, you're going to have people from Nigeria flying over.
You're going to have people from
everywhere. You're going to have people from London flying in. 100%.
But the majority of people that are going to be at the Ghanaian one, the one in Ghana, are going to be people who are from the African continent. In comparison to the one in Europe, you're going to have majority people from the European continent.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's something I could subscribe to. But I'm saying, you can't tell me.
You want it?
Nah, he hasn't won, because it's the same point I'm making. Is that it don't necessarily mean it's going to be from London or from the UK. Cool.
What do y'all niggas think about Chris Brown and Drake's video?
I haven't watched the video. I've only seen the clips.
I'm upset about that.
What happened? I didn't see it.
You ain't seen it?
I ain't seen it.
Ah, damn, fam.
Video's fucking hard. But the thing is, what was I watching?
He's the coldest actor.
I like Drake.
He's a cold actor, right?
But I hate the fact that he's overshadowing
Chris Brown.
How?
Because the talent that Chris Brown is dropping in this video has been overshadowed.
Is it?
How I feel. Was he shucking out? Was he shucking out like dancing?
Chris was dancing, bro.
Dancing. Breezy.
Chris was fucking dancing.
You should have posted Chris. You should have posted something for him. Because the thing that's gone viral is Drake. Because Drake is doing some stupid. He's like, ooh, yeah. Oh, I got the snake. I'm already around you.
He's like, I'm going to get your heart.
Yeah.
He's got that from somewhere. I can't remember where it's from, though. I've seen it in a film.
Which one?
Or Colin Firth. Somewhere. Will Ferrell,
I've seen it in a film
like
somewhere.
So, yeah, he has. But I feel like Chris is fucking talented, bruv. That video, I see Chris all over it, bruv. Chris Brown had a, because it's off his album, Drake's on it, must have had some kind. But to me,
it was
all
probably his creation, yeah.
Fam, the dancing in that, the choreo. Do you know what the man is? Choreography, bruv.
Yeah, I wanted to finish it. go on.
Choreography, bruv. Do you know how hard it is to dance and sing?
It's mad.
Because Drake just had to come in with that 2 minute, just fucking about.
Chris had to practice with
the other dancer. Fam. Do you know the difference in this?
Dance is not easy, fam. Believe
this shit
me,
is different.
I haven't seen the video.
No, you have to watch. Fam,
to watch,
you see what
video.
Chris is doing?
Dance
hard.
It wasn't easy.
You need to watch. It's a 9 minute video, bruv.
9 minutes?
This is Michael Jackson-esque thriller. Not like, it's not
nine
levels.
Minutes.
It's 9 minutes, but how many times do you see, Nipsey did it with Double Up. Long video. I like that long video shit.
I got time for it.
You start the song, then you move.
I like a video that tells a story. Mm-hmm. Like even the Young Bane and is it
Nave Smalls.
Mm. That was sick.
That was
cold. Performance video where you just rap the song.
I know he does that.
That's probably why I don't hear much new music, because all of that shit is boring as fuck. Like it's so boring. Like I'm just watching.
No need for me to go back to that still. Like I'm trying to see something that makes me think, oh shit, that was a good concept. Or that was well thought of.
Mm. Or I'm trying to be in my house this too, bro. I want to learn the choreography, bro.
Chris Breezy.
This nigga's talented, bro.
That's a sick way to show that they've squashed it, though.
Who
do you want to see squash it? Like, music-wise.
Who's beefing?
I know there's Dolph and Gotti, but I'm not that
invested. Man said Dolph and Gotti. Give a fuck about Dolph
and Gotti. That's what I'm saying. I'm not that invested. I love Yo Gotti and Black Youngstar. I'm not that invested in Dolph and his music, but if niggas can squash shit, by all means squash it. But that's the only beef I'm currently aware of.
Well,
and Master P tried to squash it the other day.
There's beefs like there's Tion and Heady.
Tion and Heady are beefing.
It might not be directly, but it's Aries, so you're not going to see them ever link up. Oh. We're talking about for the sake of music. We're not talking
that
about
for the sake of music. I would want that.
There's Jay Huss and Kojo. And obviously that involves Young Bane and Jay Huss as well. Jay Huss won't ever do something with Young Bane.
There's nah, quite
they
a
all
few,
need to squash it, man.
There's
you know
quite
what's
a
mad
few
is because even it. With the Yo Gotti and Young Dolph one, Master P was at Yo Gotti's birthday bash.
Yeah.
At a concert. And he was on stage saying, like, I'd love to see these guys squash it. And yeah, what's fair. Mad is because how you should see yourself is a business.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You'll have Chanel on the same road as Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
But you'll never see the staff beefing, busting yeah, shots yeah. across the street.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
But niggas is on the same street. Everyone's making money, though.
It's hard,
y'all niggas
though.
Is making money, but you're shooting at each other. Yeah, you are the richest hard. People that we have, the consumers have to look up to, but you yeah. lot shoot, you lot 100 shots. It doesn't make sense. Like,
to me,
you're the winners.
It's never, you can't
that
go
was a good
back.
Analogy.
It was, but you can never go.
It's never that simple.
It's never that simple to go back when there's been deaths.
Yeah. It's difficult.
That's
fam.
The only time where I understand
death
the beef.
Should make it fucking easier.
No.
It
no.
should.
No.
Think no.
About
it. No. About it. And you're think talking from a position of privilege.
Yeah.
Because you haven't had that done to you. I'm not saying I have. Not
but
saying
if somebody killed somebody you loved, you forgiving
you
that person
that?
Is
and do you know
hard.
What? If someone kills someone I love, yeah, and I kill someone back, that only means now they want to kill someone back again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just fighting till everyone's dead.
Basically, that's what niggas are
to
doing
me,
every day.
To me, maybe I'm speaking from a position of privilege,
mm-hmm.
but I'm already saying fuck that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree
because no one realizes death is permanent until someone's gone.
Dead. True. true. You can't.
And
bring
I've
them
lost
back.
People outside of streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
so
yeah,
why
yeah.
would I now lose them to,
on some
to
silly
something
shit.
Like that? Like, yeah. life is already going to get you.
And keep perpetuating this nonsense.
To me, it's
going.
Stupid. To all of us in this room, we know it's stupid.
But you know what it is? Also, we're pussios.
me and you?
Yeah.
Just make sure it's you two.
We're pussios. but as in to Rhodes, we're pussios. You get
oh,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, give a fuck.
As in, I'm not going to bring out my mash when I'm not going to go out and ride if someone's done something crazy to because I'm not going to lose my head. I'm not built that way. Do you
That's
get what I'm saying?
Gonna call me,
so,
nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to call VP.
Gonna call
I'm going to call that nigga right there. They're going to film my funeral. Okay.
And then charge you, send the invoices shit.
No, but not saying pussies, but just in terms of like inverted commas, like we're not built like that to go and do that. So it's easy for you to say, oh, I'm not going to retaliate. Fuck that, because I know better. You work. You understand. Hold on. There's more to life than just being on ends or all that kind of stuff. For someone that doesn't know that, it's difficult to tell them, bruv, you've subscribed to, if someone kills one of your boys, you better go out there and ride. They've subscribed to that life. Mm. So to now say, don't do that, you're dumb. Like death is permanent. They're thinking, fam, this is how I live.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So with all the music, I understand the music is just the tip of the iceberg. But below that, fam, there's death. There's real niggas out there riding. Like, didn't they say with the Drake and Meek Mill thing, like there was real beef going on? Or no, or was it either Drake
Pusher.
And Meek Mill?
Pusher and Drake.
There was real beef going on for that.
Because somebody that gave the information to
Pusher
or something like that. But I remember he recorded like a phone call and the person was like, I'm not going to like disclose that information because I'll have to move. Like someone's going to kill me if I say what happened or like who disclosed information about Pusher's wife or some shit like that. Like there's bare stuff going on behind the scenes that is actually deep. The lyrics is one thing. Do you know what I'm saying? But let's say, for example, Jay Huss has actually gone hospital.
Yeah.
He's been stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, how do you tell a man that's been on road?
Bruv, none of these niggas is bosses. They're just workers, bruv. And that's back to that Chanel and Louis Vuitton across the street. These workers ain't beefing over shit that they don't own.
They're beefing over a postcode.
You don't own this
They
postcode.
Are the bosses, though. Because huh? their whole business is them. So
Who?
They're the boss.
Who?
All the artists.
I'm not talking about the artists, just the artists. Like, remember, they've got... It's not... It's like, you never saw... This artist stabbed this artist. I'm not going to say name. This artist.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's this person's
somebody.
Did this to this person or this person's somebody.
Yeah,
like,
it's this person's like, shooter.
Man are just... Huh? It's...
But you know what's so mad?
Mm.
Like, I'm just deepening it now. It might come out wrong. It might even be wrong, but I've just thought of it now. Chanel and LV and all that, they tend to be under like the LVMH group.
Yeah. Mm.
So we tend to think, oh, right, they're battling against each other and really and truly the money's going into the same pot. Yeah. Same way with
and,
Coke,
and now, okay,
Schweppes,
cool. Let's think about it from the artist. say this artist is signed to this label, the artists are signed to the same label.
Yeah, yeah, more time.
So,
but I was even thinking of like, how it's like the same, but it's not, because it's like with olders, let's say they're kind of like the umbrella. Olders tend to be cool with other olders. Like, yeah. Tep Man and Giggs made a song.
Yeah.
And I remember I was confused. I was like, bruv, aren't you guys supposed to be beefing?
The youngers that are beefing.
And it's the youngers that are beefing. Like, so, I don't know, maybe it's just the layers or something like that. But at the top, the umbrellas are all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the bottom where maybe just
they're scrapping for crumbs, mm-hmm. or they're looking from the outside in, they're bored, they ain't got shit to do. Got to start giving these kids shit to do.
Word.
And everyone just has to start making money together. That's it. And
yeah, and it's better for business as well, for real.
You
like,
know,
beef,
but no one's
going
to
want
to turn up to your thing after hearing there was this at that. It's like,
yeah, you just won't even get
not coming. So you're going to lose money. The more beef you have, the more money you're going to lose.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Like, think
no
about
who
it.
You are.
You will lose money if at every function you're at, you won't get booked.
Yep.
No one's going to come to your function.
Yep.
Yeah, these people might listen to your music, but they're subscribing to your pain and heartache.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Does that sound right to them? I don't know.
But then again,
they want you to stay in this beef so that they can vibes in their bedroom and be safe.
It's a difficult one, yeah? At the end of the day, the beef does make money in a sense, though. I'm flipping it now. Because, for example, yeah? Like, I'll just give an example of Meek Mill. Sometimes I felt like he made the best music when someone died, bruv. When he made that song about his dad dying, Little Snoop dying, these are sometimes where he's made the best songs. You get what I'm saying? And, like, for example, I don't know, obviously Kojo and J-House, not saying they made their best songs, but they made some cold songs getting at each other. Like, Thing made Ariba, J-House made Deja La, all that kind of stuff like that, or De La Joe, whatever. So they do actually make big songs out of it. But obviously, it's just a shame it spills out into the streets and it's actually real.
It can bring revenue, yes, but it can also, it just brings a lot of negativity. It can fuck up more than it can bring in.
Like, 100% dead it. 100%.
I can't have you in this building if I'm trying to have a meeting with the person you're beefing two doors down.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going to happen? You're going to fight in this establishment. You're both fired. You're both fired. Fuck it. You'll get two new artists that ain't beefing and they're making great Xylophone music and all the kids are having fun at Wireless.
Yeah.
And I don't have to book you and then send you home at 4:30 p.m. because he's coming. I don't want this logistics. I want everyone to be backstage together. How about
logistics.
That?
Logistics. Do you know what's actually mad, yeah? Like, the reason I just knew I couldn't ever do road, yeah? It's because if someone said, yeah, you got a knife, yeah, here, take that, go out on road and stab someone. The first thing I'm thinking is, but he could stab me as well. Like, I could die as well. Like, I'm not invincible here. I haven't got a shield here that allows me to be exempt from dying. Do you get what I'm saying? So straight away, I'm thinking survival. This is dumb. So when you think about the mentality, you have to think of how mad it actually is. Man can go out there knowing he can get stabbed, but just out there like, fuck it.
And unfortunately, we've seen it happen that way.
Yeah. Man even get disarmed. There's a percentage. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a percentage of people that actually get disarmed and stabbed with their own knife. That's a madness, bruv.
Mm. And fucking, if you go, worst thing is probably to go bin or dead. Because first of all, funeral costs.
Yeah.
Family don't have your money because you may have been stingy with it and been like, I can't be giving mom 10 bags every week. Oh, I'm going to go broke. Man. Or now there's a GoFundMe page. Or you go bin and there's maintenance. Remember, we knew someone that went bin. Two of his friends went to his house and said, oh, yeah, he said we should come and pick up the peas.
Oh, it's horrible.
Huh?
It's disgusting.
Your guys knew where your mum lived.
It's horrible.
They said when he went bin, first day.
Came over.
Went to his mum's. Oh, yeah, he said we should come and get the bread.
I ain't gonna lie, the GoFundMes make me the most sick. I can't lie. I can't lie, man. I understand you need money for the funeral, but when that guy has spent most of his life stunting or he's got watches, cars, all that kind of stuff, and then you're asking me for money, sell that watch, sell the car,
sell the watch, boy.
Do that, please. Like, use that money, bro. Oh man, that shit makes me fucking sick.
Anyway, Shah. Black YouTube, what's cracking?
Aye.
That event was live.
Black YouTube.
Mm. Aye.
Fam.
It went down.
You gotta love,
you gotta love black people, bruv.
You gotta love black people, fam. 100%.
Hey, I need to find his name. I know his name was Kodjo, but I want to say his whole name.
Yeah.
Because my nigga was dancing, as well,
like, which is funny. I went to the clinic, innit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me about it, please.
Shout out to the Donnie in the clinic, cuz. Pulled up to the clinic. Try to go early so I get seen quick. And boom, boom, boom. But I'm thinking, I need private healthcare, cuz. I need private healthcare.
He spotted you. He's like, hey, aren't you?
I'm filling in the form. He's like, oh, yeah, I listen to your ticket shit. I'm thinking, what's good, bro? Bam.
This ain't the time. This ain't the time, fam.
I'm thinking, oh shit.
It would have been mad if he peeked over. Wow, you think you got chlamydia?
What, syphilis?
Ooh.
I ain't got nothing.
Wait, hold on. So, because is this like the pre, like, relationship?
No, it's post.
Obviously, it's post, but you know, before we get serious, you need to get your ass checked, nigga. Yeah. Is that what it is, yeah? It's good.
Well, have you had it before?
Yeah. Babe, I had it late.
Babe, she come up, she's like, babe, when was the last time you got checked?
Because personally, obviously, girls get themselves checked way more. They'll get themselves checked and won't even tell you.
Word.
So, like, she was like, oh, yeah, you need... You, imagine. She was like, oh, yeah, you need to get your yourself checked. And I was like, but you've been getting yourself checked, you know, and you're why? Fine. Because so
girls, just,
I'm
girls
all right.
Have more things than us. Girls can get thrush, BV. Like, men can't get these things.
Mm. Yeah, so but that's not STI. I get what you're saying, why you're going to get yourself checked in the first place.
The pH levels change hourly. It's like, they have to go very and they won't even tell you that.
Yeah.
The reason they never gave you any pussy last night is because she's got discomfort.
Yeah, so she might be,
gone, and it's like, for me, I'm just waiting for my piss. Not like that, but if my piss ain't burning, I think I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah. These times, it can be symptomless. I was just lucky enough to have symptoms when I had it.
Luckily enough
that my piss actually burnt.
So girls can get checked.
Yeah.
Or just go like that. And while they're there, I might as well piss in a cup.
That's probably why they live longer as well. They find out shit from early, bruv. They're just aware of their health. Right. Us dumb niggas out here trying to firm shit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm bridging in the gym. I was in the gym yesterday. Like, his neck. He said he was doing like something with his triceps, and then somehow he did something with his neck. He said, "Oh, my neck." And I was like, "Brother, you okay?" And this is like toxic masculinity. He's like, there's like an unsexual feeling. Like, I was like, "Brother,
unsexual.
What does this mean?" He didn't want to say he's in pain. He was like, "It's just not a nice feeling. It's discomfort." But I'm all right though. Like, I'm like, "Bruv, are you in pain, bruv?" I didn't ask about all this extra shit. Are you in pain? He didn't want to say he's in pain, fam. Like, men, we're just mad. Like, just say, like, I'm not okay.
If I'm in pain. That means severe pain.
Like, I'm not afraid to say neck. I'm in pain.
So who's this guy from Black Uch?
Kodjo. He's the one. He did a video about Spack Nation. I can't remember his video, but he looks badly like my cousin, though.
Yeah, he looks like
my cousin, Martin, badly. I think his name on Instagram is Little Black Book 91.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like,
he's cold at dancing. He's the
coldest dancer.
Cold at dancing.
Bruh, effortless. effortless with the
You know
dance
when you know like. He was that guy. Kodjo Khan dances. Show us your dance. You have to dance in front of Aunty and Uncle. You're like, fucking mad.
There was a point before, like, so basically, what happened? It's gone, man. But basically, before the event started, they were just playing music. Like, DJ Cuppy was there. She was playing music. Yeah.
Yeah,
she was playing music or whatever. He is dancing.
Yeah.
Like, by nobody himself. Else is dancing. Like, there's even chairs waiting for. Who spoke?
Nella.
Nella Rose.
Nella.
I was about to say Annie Dreyer. I was thinking, Annie was there as well.
Shout out Nella.
She spoke, innit? But before she came on stage to speak, he was dancing, bruv.
Yeah, just dancing.
He was just dancing alone,
fam.
Alone.
You know how much confidence it takes to dance alone? When there's no vibe, you are the vibe. Like, fam, party starter. Nigga could dance. Shaku to fucking Azonto. He had all the fucking moves, fam.
And then after Nella was done, They started clearing their chairs. Literally, dance floor empty. Just him and some other dude dancing, like having battle, bro. Like,
oh, it was cold.
I was thinking, nah, this guy's making my night right now. Hey. It's so mad. When he left, Cuppy switched up the vibes. All of a sudden, everybody was on the dance floor.
Everyone's turned
up. This guy was party starting, and then we were looking around. We were like, where is he? He was over by the food section, little boogie with the food and that. I was like,
just flinging the chicken.
Yeah.
He was there. Like, yeah, yeah. Where is he, man? We're just there.
He was just there. Getting in, man. Bro. Once Yo, I finished man. The munch, man, came back to the dance floor.
Came back straight to the middle, bro. It was so sick. And obviously, it's catering to all just black YouTubers, yeah, which is cold. But like, what was funny, which is, it's mad of black people, like, fair enough, YouTube putting this event, blah, blah, blah. And they've got like food to cater to us. So they had like 1-2 burgers, but then they had like fried yam.
Yeah.
They had suya.
Yeah.
They had barbecue ribs and that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why in my head, I was like, why can't we just have some chicken Caesar salad or some shit?
They know we don't want that. They
don't want that. And then one, I think it was Simi, shout out Simi. She was like, obviously I was about to pick the suya. I was like, no, she was like, it's not a real suya though. And I was thinking, they're doing well though. We're in the building. Don't worry if it's real or not. They're trying, you know what I mean?
They're trying now.
You know what I mean? Like, don't, let's not be too focused on how authentic it is. They're trying to accommodate us. We argue that there's not opportunities. Now we get opportunity. Now we're saying, the CEO has not done well, blah, 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 blah. Let's just enjoy ourselves, fam. But it was actually sick, seeing bare people, seeing Nella, seeing Annie, seeing Tiana was there as well. Abe, bare people were there, man. It was actually a good vibe. Like, it's nice to see black.
I said we met some nice new people as well.
Yeah. Met some nice people, man. It's good to see black people out. Like we're such nice people. So I hope any white person listening, we're not going to fucking, like, we're not aggressive. We're not angry people at you. Like, we're so cool. Like, we love to party. We love
what
to have a good time.
What's funny though is like, the party was done. They're packing up. Did we leave,
bro? Yeah, niggas turned into, it was 3 a.m. at a rave. You know when the security guy, please, can you leave? No. Can you leave? The party's done, we're there talking. Why don't you call me? We're doing better. These times it's a YouTube, you know? YouTube's fake. It's not even a rave. There's no bar to even be at no more. We're there talking.
Was there yak?
Yeah.
Damn,
I missed
fucking,
it.
Were you there when Jason was playing for us? For Spartans. Now I think that was the season after you left.
Maybe.
Fam. Yeah. But anyway, he's Nella Rose's cousin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So obviously, Nella's come now and she's talking to Tem. And then I'm looking at this, you, I think he looks familiar, isn't it? Like, and he's like, bro, what school did you go to? I'm like, it's not school. Like, I feel like I know you though. Like, where did I know you from? I was like, maybe from football. He's like, no, I don't remember playing against you or nothing like that. Bro, we've been on the same team for like 2 years, bro.
Man have been passing man the ball. All man know that's number five.
Line it.
Because I know him. He's like, what's your name? I was like, then. He's like, Jason. I was like, Jason.
Where do I know you from?
I was just standing there. Then I was chatting to Nella for a second. Then it clocked. I was like, wait, hold on. Spartans. He's like, oh my God, we're done.
And I've been banging ball for two seasons.
He's been injured for the majority of last season.
Is he short?
Nah, tall.
Nah, okay. Different.
And now he's a unit now, bruv.
Baller.
Obviously, he's like 22, but I've been playing with him since he was 20, innit? Man's grown. Man's been gymming. Obviously, I've got hair now, so we didn't really... We ain't seen each other like that for like, maybe last season I might have seen him like once or twice, two matches or whatever. But the season before that was like, Jesus.
You look, like, there, like, fam, it's bad. Funny. Especially when you change your hair as well. Like, I've had bare people not recognize me since I got a beard.
Shut up, man.
I was on the tube the other day, bro. It's so funny, Imagine, obviously I used to do like estate agency. And when I was there, I was very much like dream board, visualizing. So I had like a drawer in my fucking, on my table, on my desk. And I used to stick down like pictures of the shit I wanted, like my fucking, the house I want to live in, the Rolex, the whatever, all that kind of shit. So they used to love me there because they were thinking, yeah, this guy's going to make us some fucking money, brother. He wants a big house, all that kind of shit. So obviously I've left there, gone different job and stuff. And then the other day I'm walking on the tube and the manager stops me. And then he's like, Temi. I'm like, oh shit, like, I ain't seen you in years. Like, what's going on? What are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm running the north now. Like, he's all progressed in that. So he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing recruitment and that. And I was like, you know, you have to take the chance to stand. I was like, yeah, I got the watch I wanted. Yeah, I did it without you. No, no, no. And then I was like, where's Andy Shepherd who run the company? Has he still got a Ferrari? He's like, yeah, I got one as well. I was like,
oh. Oh, you thought you was.
You know what it was? But what's so mad is, this is what's mad, yeah? You never know someone's situation. And it's good to see someone as inspiration, but never be jealous or... Because you're not willing to do what they are willing to do. So imagine, obviously, we're not actually standing on each other because I like him, we're cool. I say, I got the watch. He's like, yeah, I got the Ferrari, bro. I said, that's sick, man. I was like, see you later. Obviously, as soon as I got off, I see a Facebook messenger message. Someone sent you an image. I'm like, oh, this nigga sent me a picture of his Ferrari. I looked, he did. And he goes, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, keep doing your thing. And one day you might be able to take out a loan to get a Ferrari like me. I'm like, this nigga took out a fucking loan. He took out a fucking loan.
He worked hard for it.
He took out a Ferrari. He took out a fucking loan. When I say this nigga is planking on the Ferrari.
It's here.
Look at this nigga right here. He's planking on the Ferrari. And he's there like, it's a Facebook message to look at him. Enjoying himself. He said, take out a fat loan and get a Ferrari too. And I'm thinking, what's so funny is, as a black guy, you always tend to think, oh, they must have bought it cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he must be the top. Because he's there, there's no way he doesn't have the money. People are financing. People are doing mad things. I heard that with
Prepton Conan with their restaurant. They said it was a mistake that they did it outright. And then
of course,
there. They said they should have done it over time.
Cash flow. Course, something that my bridging was talking about ages ago when I was in a estate agency and he was doing his own business. He was like, you would never go out and buy these things outright because of cash flow. What's the point of me dropping 40 bags on this when I could... do two bags, do installments, and use 38 somewhere else. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? To be investing.
Rather than the whole 40.
Why?
And now you're at zero.
You could have done that liquid cash.
And still had it. You have to wait until that stuff ships out.
Exactly. Now you have to wait until that returns before you can do anything. Like,
think.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Other people's money. It. Shout out to fucking... I can't remember his name. American rapper. But he's always like OPM, other people's money. He always used to run around with Nipsey as well. Don Kennedy, that's it. Don Kennedy. Okay, yeah. But yeah, fam, it made me realise, obviously it's sick that he's got the Ferrari. It's his. But like, you can't always just look at something for face value and just think, that's unobtainable. You know what I'm saying? Because he's done it through a loan. Or he might be doing it through buying it himself. Like, but it was just sick to see someone from the past and also see where you are now from the things that you said you wanted back then. And see that, yeah, you've actually achieved it. Like, so everyone set goals, fam. Set goals. Like, I need to set some new goals and challenge myself. That's when life's the most interesting. Do you want to set a goal on the podcast?
What are you thinking?
I just need the house, bruv. That's my goal right now.
Yeah, 100%. No, but something else, though, man. Everyone needs a house.
No, but I'm getting one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's not a goal. That's
why
easy.
Why is it not a goal?
It's easy.
How's it easy?
Bruv, it's going to happen, innit?
Okay, but I have to work hard for it to happen.
But it's not a challenge. That's what I mean.
It is a challenge, bro.
You know what I mean, bro?
No, I don't, bro. Like, why you gonna lie? Yeah, that's calm. No. But
you know what I'm saying? Like, he's making the steps like towards a house right now. Yeah. That's been. I'm talking about just another goal. Like, that's not your only goal in life, is it?
No, that's my goal for now.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm saying.
So why can't that be my goal? Why is that not good enough for you?
You want to be difficult?
How am I being difficult?
What's your goal?
What's your goal?
I haven't thought of it yet. I was asking you, look.
I thought of my...
All right, cool. House. When? When?
Mid next year, by the end of next year. I wanted to do it this year, but...
Give me a month.
I can't give you a month. I don't
Why
know.
Why not? Why not?
Nah, but it's different to have the money than to find a house. It's a
yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying, give me a month. You can fail or go. It's fine to fail.
Yeah, no,
don't be afraid to fail.
That's fine. By December next year.
Amen. There you go. Yeah, that's a month right there. To the end of the year. He went to the end.
Of course
The nigga said December.
You want to give me time limit, bro.
A man gave himself.
I'll have the money. No. My goal is to have the money by March next year. I'll have the money ready by March.
Amen.
That's a goal.
Amen.
But to actually have the house, I don't know how long this shit takes, bruv.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's very expensive. It's not just about deposits. It's about paying off solicitors.
I can't give you a goal on that. Yeah. But for the money to be ready, by March next year, it'll be done. Like,
amen. Yeah. Amen. Inshallah. Amen. You?
I don't know, man. There's not much shit I want. Like,
it's not about want. What do you?
Yeah,
what do you
but a goal is something I want. Dude.
No, but okay. What you don't want nothing. You don't want to do nothing. Like,
yeah, like
something.
It doesn't have to be monetary.
It could be show
anything.
Related.
Yeah, but that's not because we're like you said, we're doing.
No, but it's still a goal to achieve. Like,
yeah, 100%.
For example, shout out Free Shots. They've all just all done. Right.
Yeah, that's huge. Shout out Free Shots. Apollo.
I
want to
have done a solid modeling shoot campaign.
A fam, 100%.
Sick.
Cool. That's cool. That's a good goal. By when?
December.
Next year. Fam, we're only in August, you know.
December 2020. What, you thought of it now?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
The F1 driver.
December 2020.
You better say December. 2030,
bro. December. No, I'm playing. I want. To me, yeah, I want a house as well. But to me, that's already sort of there. I'm not saying I'm rich.
Okay, but when what's it called? When do you want to?
Fuck you, nigga. Don't try to apply that pressure to me, nigga.
Come on. It's the same thing.
No. But to me, I would. Yeah, fuck it. Let me say August, my birthday. Fuck it.
Yeah.
August, my birthday. Yeah, my girl's got hard savings, man.
She should chip in the most, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. No, but to me, the money is there. You want to have more money and just keep on so that you're ready because it's not just deposits, fam.
No, it's not just deposits. Yeah.
It's not just deposits. If it was deposits, then not saying it's easy, but trust me, that would be way easier. But way easier. What's it called? I want a 10 bag check.
That would be nice.
For something. I don't know. What? Something to do with the show. I want a 10 bag check.
That'd be very nice.
If it's a campaign, if it's a show and some endorsement, I don't know. I want a 10 bag check. Yeah.
I inshallah. Like that.
Fuck it. I'm setting that as August next year. Fuck it. Fuck December. If I don't make it, you won't know. Okay. I ain't disclosing it anyway.
Let me move my shit from December to May.
Yeah.
Let me do that model.
Yeah,
by
100%.
May.
You can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that.
Model by May. Hit me up.
I dig that. I dig that a lot.
All right, tickets. I forgot to mention.
Yes. Oh, shit. We even forgot to mention that. We do have a live show
on Sunday, the 1st of September at Fest in Camden.
Yes.
Tickets are selling fast. I've just seen... How many more tickets did we just sell? Four. So there's probably about 20 tickets left.
Yep. By the time this is out, it could be less.
Word. So get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
You can pay on the door. It's more on the door. So you can turn up, pay on the door. Obviously, seating is first come, first serve.
Yeah.
There are still some tables left to sell. So hit us up if you want to get that. You get cupcakes and a drinks hamper that comes with a couple sweets. Yeah, man. Pull up. Come have fun.
Yeah, man. Come enjoy yourself, man.
So what else happened in your week?
I was adulting, fam.
Yeah.
So obviously I bought the, you know, what's so funny. Yeah. Everyone's just experienced like when their mum tells them to do something and they know this isn't going to end very well, but fuck it. I've got to do it, bruv. So obviously I've gone to IKEA and I've bought the toilet seats in it, the toilet lid. And then my mum's like, oh yeah. Can you get me like a rug for my room? So I was like,
That's too hard, man.
It's fucking difficult, isn't it?
That's hard.
You know, they don't understand the fucking stresses, bruv, of an African bruv saying, when you're there, get me this. Thinking, oh my God, she hasn't said what flavor, she hasn't said what color, she hasn't said anything. So she's like, get me a rug for my room. So I'm already thinking, this is stress, but cool, no problem. I've seen a rug in her room. Let me try and pick a nice one. So I've picked a grey. I've tried to call her whilst I'm there. No reception. I said, fuck it, I'm going for the grey.
Where'd you go, IKEA?
Yeah, I went to IKEA, So I said, fuck it, let me go for the grey. A nice little one that's got texture to it. You know the ones that you can, like, it's like sort of brushy sort of thing.
Mm.
And then, obviously, I've got out, and then she's called me, innit? So I'm like, yeah, I've got this rug. I don't know if it's going to be, like, the right size, but I think it's the size of the one that's already there. And she goes, that's too big. I wanted just, like, a mat for your dad's side. I'm like, a mat. So you wanted basically a welcome mat, basically.
For your dad.
Just dust his feet and continue.
But you said you want a rug for your room.
That's funny.
When was you going to give me that detail, bruv? Bruv, obviously, I'm taking this thing home. Bruv, I have to go IKEA today, basically. And they can say all they want that, oh, yeah, no, it doesn't matter, all this guy. So, oh, you can just take it back, because they don't take it back, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to take it back. Yeah. Even the other day, she was talking about the fan, and she was like, oh, yeah, the only thing about the fan is it kind of has to be moved around, but it's not too bad. I was like, I'm the one that has to carry this fan up these stairs, bruv. So don't tell me you want to move the fan around, fam. I have to do this, fam. So yeah, I have to go IKEA today to go and return a rug, bruv. And I have to, and she also hasn't told me what rug color, anything she wants. So I'm going to have to go and
restyle
again.
Not even her.
That's not even there. So he might not even like it.
He might not like it.
Just put it at the front
fucking
door.
Fucking serving right, bruv. I should be getting Afro Nation on a free round ticket.
Yeah,
bruv.
You should.
Fuck,
you played it, fam.
Fuck that, bruv. Fuck him, bruv. But yeah, not much. I'm not even going to lie. I've been trying to avoid, like, not trying to avoid, but you know, it's like you guys spoke about certain videos. I like, I ain't seen it. I don't know. Maybe just the way I'm using social media and all these things is different, but I've just been trying to avoid it. Like, mm-hmm. What Burna Boy was saying in his interview was proper interesting. He was like, why would I be on, I'm not really on socials like I was before, because... like, I don't want somebody's life to dampen mine, or mm-hmm. I don't want to be dampened by others. Mm. And I don't want to be seeing other people's insecurities when I've got loads of insecurities myself that I ain't even dealt with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for real, like, why am I going to be here just scrolling? Like, the amount of time I spend scrolling, looking through shit, I'm like, let me just chill off this, bro. This is making me feel a type of way, fam. So I don't know. I've just been trying to live, like, and just be in the moment and avoid it. Like, I go through spouts, and I think that's where I'm at right now. Like, so that's why not much has happened, but it's like, I feel like I've just been a bit more happy and in the moment, like experiencing stuff, chilling with my mum a bit more, like busting joke with her and that. Like,
I'm definitely more on social media at work than I am when I'm at home.
100%.
At home, like, you call me sometimes and you'll be like, why are you picking up my phone? My phones are upstairs. I might be downstairs.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
You're shit with your phone. You're fucking annoying.
Shit. Like, because I don't, it's not needed.
Yeah. Like, agreed.
It's not needed.
I don't know why it's become so integral to our lives. Like, it was just a phone and maybe snakes before. And then now it's like everything to us, fam.
Yeah.
Like, it's proper, proper mad. And I've vowed to be a bit more better with communication. Like, the other day I told him, like, yeah, I'm coming yours. I said, I'm coming to yours. And then I've just gone off with my brethren, gone down something. I said, I've got an old Kent. Fam, I've fully gone out to eat and chill with him. Had a great time. Come back at like 12 o'clock.
Do you know what's so mad, yeah? say he's come at 6 to drop something to me. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to get food. Do you want to come? I was like, nah, I'm good. He's like, all right, cool. He's gone. I promise you, he didn't come till like almost 12, but I was calling him. So now I'm thinking, fam, he's crashed his car. like genuinely, I was like, he might have got robbed. I don't know what's going on. This guy's missing. I was getting ready. I was actually going to go, because he said he's going to Oakett Road. So I was putting on my clothes to go down Oakett Road to go see if there's any remains.
This is Liam Neeson.
Bam. I've done it before. Bam. I was genuinely worried. And it's not worried enough to call the police because he's a big man. I'm not going to call police.
You know, niggas,
fam.
Shooters don't snitch anyway. Nigga got that thing on me. Nah, that's love, nigga. I love you, nigga. I appreciate that. Oh, nigga said, God. I was actually going to come. I was like, rah, my man. Like, I need to start saying
but
more.
Fair enough. The fact that he left got me watching some fucking... What was I watching? When you came back, what was I watching?
The tag
championships, man.
What is that?
Fam, it's lit, man.
You went up in McDonald's. What happened? That's all I've got to say about that. These niggas are playing professionally.
Professionally, bro. Professionally.
The world
professional
tag championship.
Cold, fam. We're going. Do you know where it is? It's at where they do...
This is boxing.
This is boxing in York Hall.
Uh-huh.
York Bruv, Hall, fam. We're going, fam. When? Anyone go type in professional
20th,
tag.
20th of August. I know the date, bro, because I'm going.
They even said it could be
Tuesday.
Free on the door if you go.
It's basically, is I think it's like £10 or £20 a ticket. But if it's not sold out and you go there, it's free.
I'll pull up.
So I'm pulling up. I'm pulling up, fam.
They've got full on obstacles and shit. Like,
oh, yeah? My God.
You have to duck away for 20 seconds. You can't get caught. Fam. You're the black guy. As soon as the black guy, we're like, please don't be shit. Don't be shit.
Yeah.
Just ducking.
Ducking down. Fam, there was one white guy that was lit, though. Like, he's running. And imagine, like, there's a bar. He's jumped over one and slid on his chest under the other one, fam. Oh, my God. This guy's cool.
Where did you find this on YouTube?
Yeah, he's one of them. Do you know what Sean used to do?
Sean used to come to the Mandem. Have you seen it? We're thinking, why did you type that?
I didn't type it. It comes on my feed. It came on my feed.
So what was you typing before that?
I didn't type nothing, I promise.
I don't know.
I had a scary flight, though.
Yeah. Tell us.
I had a scary flight and then he died, man.
Wow.
And then he died, nigga.
So like the Lagos thing. Tell the air hostess to tell him to go back to Lagos, bruv.
Air hostess.
Fam, I'll start from the end.
Yeah.
Fam. The flight out there was calm. The return flight now, I was in the middle. Cause obviously, you know, when you usually fly out,
yeah.
If you're on the aisle, on the way back, you're in the middle. So I was in the middle, yeah. I'm thinking, I'm there, you know, in the foyer waiting. I'm thinking, ooh, this flight is looking empty. There was like 30 people.
Ah, like brilliant. So, you know, you're just already, thinking, you're ready to sprawl out already.
I'm thinking, this is lovely. Yeah, check it. You know, you got priority one to this. It's 1 to 5. I'm priority 5. I'm thinking, there's no one here. I'm priority 1, nigga. Shit. Hello.
Yeah, let me get in this.
Through. Everyone now begins to come through. I'm thinking, yay. All right, fine. Hopefully I'm sitting with skinny people.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, plus size.
Fam, I am beefing the woman on my left and I'm beefing the man on my right, bruv.
Just elbow
I'm
space.
Vexed, fam. I'm thinking. Vexed. Sat on a fucking move, bruv.
You know, a little bit of turbulence. You use it as an opportunity to win it. Like,
Fucking can't wait for that turbulence. I'll move, Jet. Cool.
That's
what,
it. You what, can't move. What? You can't move.
Get in there, bruv. Fucking in there. But it's time to sleep now, innit? The woman beside me, she's reclined her seat. This woman behind her has gone mad. Oh my!
I've never understood why people go mad like that, though.
No, not fam. This woman couldn't speak a word of English. I'm sleeping, but you can feel things going on around you. Yeah, so she's reclined her seat. The woman behind her started screaming in another language.
Oh, that's even more scary. God.
Word.
When I don't understand you.
I've got the thing over my head, yeah? And I've opened my eyes underneath.
You pass out.
I've opened my eyes underneath the sheets. Underneath the sheets, I'm thinking, what's going on out there, bruv? She's acting unusual.
On a plane?
Bam, we close to God right now. What are you saying? My heart is beating. I'm thinking, this woman is banging judge. She's saying things.
Backflips in the hour, bruv.
I'm in my... I swear to God, I started praying.
What? You have to.
But
have
I couldn't to. Complete my prayer. Like, I tried to do the Lord's Prayer. I said, Heavenly Father, where I'm at, I be that heart.
Your chair's banging. You're getting distracted.
I'm saying the wrong prayer, bruv. I'm fucking it up. I'm so scared. I took the sheet off my head. I saw the white man over there. He looked petrified. I said, what's going on? I saw the air hostess haul ass coming down the aisle. I said, nah, I'm not even trying to look.
Please come, bro.
I'm walking and down. Oh, I said, oh my God, I look back at the white man. He is confused. He's looking like this. I said, what's going on? This woman's behind me. She's screaming about the seat. Yeah, she's pushing this woman's seat.
Bro.
I don't know what.
How far did it recline back? Did it recline onto her lap or something?
No, because this woman is tight. Like, if you've been in like these seats, if they recline, it's not bumping your knees. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this woman is.
Unless she had her food on it and maybe it's dripped on her.
None of that.
Yeah.
The air hostess has come. She's thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah,
she's screaming in another language she doesn't understand. She broke character. She said, Julie, help. Does anyone understand this woman? I thought, you are about to lose your cool. Relax. Fucking deal with it. fucking deal with this woman, bruv. Because I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I'm trying to get back to my prayer. Dear Father, Heavenly Lord, please listen. Because I don't know what's going on.
Dear Father, you're the Alpha and Omega. You start saying every fucking name you got for God.
So that I know he's listening. I called you by every name. Are you listening right now, bruv? Fucking handle this. They had to move this woman, yeah? Obviously, I'm thinking, listen, for her to calm down, please just you move your seat forward.
I don't know
what she's saying, but so the air hostess,
she's obviously uptight from you.
She's like, she's allowed to move her chair. She's allowed to move her chair. I'm thinking, she's not understanding a word you're saying.
Yeah.
Sort it out. Like, move your chair back. You lot have to sort this. They took that woman. You know, like the air hostesses have their seats.
Yeah. So
they've taken her. They put her in one of them lone chairs.
But the one that's like by the fucking like fire exit sort of thing. Like by the door. The fold out thing.
Bam. So I've relaxed now, innit? So I've gone back to sleep, flung it back over my head, put my arms, sleeping. Then I started getting hot. I said, oh shit, it's happening.
What is it, you're gonna pass out?
Yeah, took it off, wham, excuse me. But then I fell asleep again, so I've tapped her, woke her up, and fell asleep.
How? So you passed out?
Oh, you're
you passed
dumb.
Oh my God,
this nigga
God,
had
bro.
To say, excuse me, I'm about to.
Sam!
It's just gonna happen. Why are you talking about you sitting there, boom?
Boom! I've tapped this woman.
So you probably woke up and said, maybe it's accident.
I woke up again and the woman had moved, did it, to the seat behind. So I woke up and I said, I was going to pass out. Okay, cool. I went to the toilet. I sat there, passed out again on the toilet.
Oh,
the
my toilet, God.
Man. Passed out, bruv. Just gone sleeping. Snoozing. I was out.
Someone was pissed. Someone needed to shit.
Woke up, splashed my face. Went outside, I saw the woman that was screaming sitting there in the seat, just strapped in.
Bare leg room.
I started laughing. This woman was just in the seat, just nothing on either side of her, just in the seat.
You got bare space. Where's the fold out chair? It's not built for the whole fucking.
Burning,
it's
bro.
Not built for the whole flight for you to sit on it, fam. That's why they sit on it during takeoff and landing. That's
bro,
it. That
shit was hilarious, bro. I saw that woman in that
seat. What airline was it?
The British Airways, bro.
British Airways.
Fam. On the way back from DR, we flew freaking premium economy.
Nice.
It was
actually nice. Nice baby, paying him well. Yeah.
Premium economy. That's where they got the two seats, the three seats, and then the two seats. Woo, and it was more nice. Leg room. I was
the leg room was shit. Nice. Mm. Like that, it was actually a decent chair, but for the price, it's not worth it, bruv.
How much?
Us, luckily, on the flight back, I don't know why, but we got it for like £33 each extra.
Mm. Oh, that's sick.
So, but it's usually like a couple bills extra. Like
No. It's
extra.
Never ever worth like, that.
It's
no
not
way.
Worth two, three
Have
bills.
A go first class or just sit your ass and coach.
Yeah, but it is a nice experience.
I nearly died out there a few times, bruv.
What were you doing?
Ooh. Obviously, just thinking how much man want to tell, innit?
Yeah. Keep your private life private, fam.
Yeah.
But obviously, even man didn't snap too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you snapped where it counted. You know what I mean?
Obviously, you man snapped it. Can't, innit? fucking. So, obviously, man did up your, innit?
Mm. You see? What? You and your babe stroking your hair and that. It's cute, man. It was nice. Hey, it's nice to see this, man.
Yeah.
It's nice, bro. It's a level of maturity I haven't seen from you in a long time. Do you know what I'm saying? I like it. Anyone that's saying he should be in the group chat, you need to chill the fuck out because it doesn't fucking work like that.
Exactly, bro. I don't even conditions. Know her name.
We don't even know her, fam.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. Don't worry. I'm relaxed. I'm chilling.
Yeah. Good.
He knows why he's not in the group
chat. I know why I'm not in the group chat yet. I'll be there one day. Don't worry about it. But fucking. So yeah, man's on the yacht now, innit?
Mm.
Living my best. Had the playlist ready. Songs blaring. Mm. Champagne popping. Mm. Some comfort spilling. Card game playing, cheek grabbing, neck kissing, all of that.
Getting next rated, getting raunchy on the yacht.
Spending these rubbery bands, heady one in it, feeling great, smiling.
Slow down, coach.
Cheek
all of that, all of that. Fucking jet skis come now, yeah? I was pissed. Because initially, I thought I ordered two jet skis, innit? I thought I ordered two jet skis. Jet skis come now.
That means the price of one was peak.
Fam.
Because you thought you had two.
Price of one was peak. I was thinking, huh? I said, how much is the next one? Knowing the price of the first one, as if the second one gets me a discount. Told me, yes, yeah, this price. I said, don't worry, get on the back, baby. Cruising. Just riding wave, yeah? She's grabbing on tight. I slowed down, yeah. I slowed down. I said, babe, you're right. She said, you're trying to kill me. I said,
you're fucking, let's go, Rob.
Then, yeah, obviously, it's her birthday, so I'm like, all right, cool. Do you want to have a turn, innit?
Mm.
So we've swapped, you know, you sound like a dickhead.
On her
obviously,
birthday.
It's her birthday, yeah. So I let her have a turn at the jet ski. So, yeah, do you know how hard it is to switch seats
on the jet ski?
It's just water on the side, bro.
So I'm thinking, okay, so she stands up. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to stand up too. She says, no, you slide back. I said, okay, like over my head. So swing it over. You know, you're just moving mad on the jet ski. And then you position. So I'm
you just
thinking,
got a nyash on your head, bro.
I'm thinking, I don't want to be a bitch. How am I going to hold her? So I've seen the two handles on the side, and I'm thinking, nah, I'm going to fly off, bro.
Yeah.
Grabbed her. I don't know if I grabbed her tighter than she grabbed me, but I grabbed her. Because yeah. I know how reckless I was.
It's not about dropping in the water when you don't want to be there, bro.
But so now she's driving, going around on the waves, doing it. Fucking, what happened? So she's driving now.
Mm.
Then for some reason, she's tried to turn with one hand.
Why?
I'm thinking, huh?
Why?
So now we're leaning. Fam, have you ever seen a jet ski capsize?
What?
Fam.
Did you capsize the jet ski?
She capsized it.
So you guys were both in the water?
In the water.
Oh.
Fam. Panic setting instantaneously.
No,
I forgot I had a life jacket on. I was drowning. Say, whoa.
This shit ain't working.
It's not working.
I said, fam, on the top, yeah, I looked calm. Underwater, my legs was kicking. Oh my God, this water was splashing me. I said, no. How are we going to flip this jet ski back over and me survive as well? Said, no, this is Berry. I'm going to die, fam. Fam, we saw the guy coming, yeah? On the jet ski. This nigga is far away.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what? Brother, get her now.
Yeah.
Fam.
Fucking put on turbo, bro. Boost.
This girl capsized the jet ski. Oh. I'm thinking, you're not driving again.
So what, was the jet ski actually upside down?
Upside down water, bro.
I didn't even know you could do that, bro.
I didn't know either. For some reason, she thought she could turn with one hand. At speed.
Oh, shit.
Trying to do me off.
That's why you don't let women ride the fucking jet ski, bro. They'll find a new thing, fam.
Trying to do me off, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so man wrapped up the jet ski, got back on the yacht, enjoyed doing up drinking, got waved back to this. Then the next day, I'm going to tell it quick because it's private life.
Yeah.
The buggies. Went to the desert to do up buggy. My fucking.
That's always good.
I know I'm getting old when I take safety precautions, bruv.
Like what?
Like I'm a pussy old, bruv. I don't want to die. Like I really don't want to die. Like. She's cutting, carefree.
Oh, you let her drive as well?
No, we got buggy each.
Oh, right.
This time, buggy each. But then fucking, I fucked up my buggy. So she did off the jet ski, I did off a buggy. Fam, I was going up the sand, up the desert, the slope, whatever, yeah? Then fucking, I got stuck in the sand. So I'm...
What, you're trying to boost out?
I'm trying, my back wheels are stuck.
Just spinning.
Fam, I saw the engine smoking. I say, yay.
Whoa. Trying to blow it.
They're far. I said, oh my God, this is about to die. I see it smoking. I say, yay. Looked at the back wheels, the sand is just kicking up.
I said, I'm stuck. I'm turning off the engine. This is game over. I'm
it's burial.
They said if we destroy the Sutton, capsize it, fees, fines.
Yeah, there's fees.
Said,
yeah. Nah.
I'm
it's never worth
slow
it.
Slow from here on in, boy. Fuck that.
We're what? Cruising 5 miles an hour. So everybody sees you, bro.
Fam, we was in the desert. It was lovely. Ooh. I had a great time in Dubai, though.
Have
you been?
No, nah. I haven't been to Dubai. I need to go at
I
some
need
point.
To go
though.
As well.
Is it mad expensive though?
Nah. It's calm.
No? Mm. I heard it's expensive calm. To eat there. That's what I heard.
No, not at all. Not at all. Regular. Trust me, it's not expensive to eat at all. But the thing for me is, yeah, I like to be ground level.
Yeah.
I don't mind having a height at the top and seeing a view and that. But Dubai is almost like everything's
High.
Like skyscrapers and that. Yeah, I get you.
I do like to be down some like ground level some more time than at the top.
Do they have corner shops there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't. They have supermarkets. And okay. There's shops. It's nice. It's well AC. But it's like, I like to be down ground level at time. Like being in the sky or the cloud all the time. It's like you have to always do something.
Yeah, all right. I get you.
Just doing something.
Yeah, just normal down there.
I get
what you mean.
I just want to do something, not all the time. But it's nice. I liked it, man. I had a great time. That's all I'm gonna say on the matter.
I like that. Cool, I like man. That.
Yeah. I need to run as well, guys.
Yeah. All right, cool. We need to dip out of here. Remember, live show tickets. Go grab them. Make sure you grab them before they go, because they're gonna be way less by the time you hear this. So if you're hearing this on some Drake shit, it's too late, nigga. Nah, I'm playing. You know the theory, bro.
Nah, his baby's crazy.
Cool.
Hello, doctor. And I run it. And I run it.